New heading, Honesty and Integrity. Basketball coach legend Rick Pitino captured the principle of honesty simply and profoundly in this statement. Lying makes a problem part of the future. Truth makes a problem part of the past. I remember working once with a building contractor who was unbelievably upfront and open about the challenges he was facing, even the mistakes he had made on our project. He took responsibility for the mistakes. He gave such consistent, complete financial accounting, along with all the options that we could take advantage of in various stages of construction, that I absolutely and instinctively trusted the man and relied on his word from then on. I knew that if anything, he would put our interests ahead of his own. His willingness to put his integrity and our relationship above his pride and natural desire to both hide his mistakes and avoid embarrassment formed an unusual bond of trust between us. That trust earned him a great deal of business. I've also had the opposite experience several times with the same kinds of construction challenges. Nathaniel Hawthorne once said, "No man for any considerable period can wear one face to himself and another to the multitude without finally getting bewildered as to which may be true." Another time when I was working at a university, I had the privilege of hosting a prominent psychologist who was the former president of the National Psychological Association. This man was considered the father of integrity therapy, a method of psychological treatment based on the idea that peace of mind, true happiness, and balance are a function of living a life of integrity to conscience. He believed that conscience tapped into the universal sense of right and wrong common to all enduring cultures, religions, and societies throughout time. One afternoon between lectures, I drove him into the mountains to see the breathtaking views. I took the opportunity to ask him how he came to believe in integrity therapy. He said, "It was very personal. I was a manic depressive, and most of my whole life has been a series of highs and lows. Over time, as I counseled people, I would begin to feel stressed and very vulnerable. I would start slipping into depression, almost to the point where I wanted to take my life. I had enough awareness of what was happening because of my professional education and work to know that I was dangerous. At this point, I would institutionalize myself to preclude taking my life. After a month or two, I would come out and go back into my work. Then after a year or so, I would slip back into it, hospitalize myself, and gradually come back to go on with my research and writing." He continued, "At one point when I was president of the association, I became so ill, so depressed, that I was unable to go to the meetings and take up the gavel of my office. At that point, I asked myself, is it possible that I'm working out of the wrong framework in my life and profession? I knew deep inside that I had been living a lie for many years. There was a dark part of my life that I had not owned up to. As we were driving along and he began to share these things, I became very sobered and humbled. I was also a little scared of what he might say." He continued, "I decided to make a major break. I gave up my mistress. I came clean with my wife. And for the first time in many years, I had peace. A kind of peace that was different from what I had experienced when I came out of my depressions and went back into productive work. It was an inner kind of peace, an inner peace of mind, a kind of self-honesty, a kind of self-unity, and integrity. That's when I began to explore the theory that perhaps many of the problems I had were the result of the natural conscience being ignored, denied, violated, creating a loss of personal integrity. So I began to work with this idea. I researched it. I involved other clinicians who began working from this paradigm with their patients. Eventually, I became convinced from the data that this was the case, and that's what got me into integrity therapy." Close quote. This man's openness and the depth of his conviction powerfully impressed me, as it did hundreds of students the following day in a university forum, where to my absolute surprise he related the same story. Modeling and openness were central to his therapeutic approach. I am also impressed with how clear it became to him that personal integrity is central not only to all our relationships, but also to our psychological health and our power to be effective in our chosen life pursuits.